Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright light. Look at the bright lights. We'll
be with tonight's guest, Lee Rachel Faith Fujimoto and Ted Fujimoto.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And spoken word artist, Conscious. I am Mark Legere, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I have been so looking forward to this conversation that I've been talking about it with so many people. First of all, trying to get both Lee and Ted on the show for quite a while. They are so busy. They're traveling and they're doing some amazing work. And you'll hear of the work in just a moment. But it's so interesting that I have been talking about it for a while. And just last night, I was at this beautiful home. I didn't know the people. I was invited there for something. I was in this beautiful home. And all of a sudden, I'm talking about tonight's show because I'm just that excited about it. And listening to me were this group of people, and one of them included this woman that I believe was from India, and a young Jewish man, or a young man. He was maybe, I don't know, 19 or 20. And so I talked about bullying, and right away, which is one of the topics of tonight's conversation, and right away, the lady from India said, "Well, I was bullied. I know what that's like." And then somebody else said, "Well, I was bullied. I know what that's like." And the young man, who is this handsome young man, and this was his home or his mom's home, so they had money and went to a privileged school, and he said, "I was bullied. I know what that's like." And I said, "Wait a minute. I was bullied." And I had good reason, I think. I mean, I had this issue and that issue, and the kids just wanted to, you know, they had a lot to pick on. I said, "Excuse me, but what could they possibly have to pick on you?" And he said, "Well, I went to this all-Jewish school." And I said, "So it wasn't about being Jewish?" He said, "No." I said, "Oh, so what?" And he said, "Well, they all wanted to be doctors and lawyers, and they had their careers exactly what their parents were." Lee and Ted are looking at each other. I can't wait to hear what they have to say about this. But I guess this happens. It was unfathomable to me. It really was. So the guy says, "Because I'm a creative type. And so I was always thinking, well, I'd like to make a movie of this subject or of this issue." And they made fun of me. And the interesting thing is that I didn't even get into the second part or the other part of what our show's about, but he did. And he said, "I'm finally in college. I picked a college where I felt like I could succeed. And nobody's making fun of me there." And I thought, wow. More head nods. I thought, wow, this is amazing. I actually invited him to the show. And I thought, if there's any way, it's late notice or whatever, any way you could come. I'm sure he's listening right now. And I won't say his name for privacy and all that, but I have a feeling there are a lot of hymns like that and female versions of that like him and her out there. And I'm like, I can't wait to see what Lee and Ted have to say about this. So they're here in the studio with us here at Studio NoHo, and I can't wait. And so a little later on, we all have our story. Kevin Slocum, also known as Conscious, has his story, and he's turned his story into music, and it's hip hop. It's a first for Life Changers. So today is like a really, really special day. And it all starts here. Right after this on the Life Changes Show.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
Mark, you know, one of the things I realized about this, having this show, is that not only open up conversations on the show, but we open up conversations and are more easily able to open up conversations out in the world by saying, you know, we have this guest on, because that would have been totally different for me to walk into that room and say, hey, everybody, I was bullied. I mean, that's a different kind of
My name's Filippo, and I was bullied. Yeah.
No, that's not what this party's about, but hey, you know, I want to talk about this.
You're absolutely right. I mean, we do it all the time when we're out together, even just hanging with friends, but the ability to bring this stuff into the mainstream, you know, narrative is huge. But then I was thinking while I was listening to these two huge topics that we're talking about today.
Yeah.
And, you know, we titled the show Redefining the Power Couple.
Yes.
And this is so important because, you know, we have preconceived definitions of what that means, right? The power couple and glamour and fame. And
yep.
And although our guests today do embody all of that, mm-hmm. what they're doing, what they're spending their time and their energy and the size of the causes that they have gone
Absolutely.
After, that they have attacked is... it's awesome. I'm really excited.
It is awesome. Actually, I'm going to talk about them for just a second before we actually talk with them. But they've been looking at each other and smiling and holding hands throughout this whole thing. It's just like, you know, it's special.
Love is in the air.
and you know, for the work that they do to bring that kind of love out in the world, especially with the children that they work with, right?
Authentic.
Yeah. And I want to say this. I know I've said it somewhere, might have been one of our live events. It was actually a live event. It was at What If. But so I haven't said it here yet. I recently heard someone say the new definition of a billionaire is somebody who has helped a billion people. Mm. So I think we have a couple billionaires in the room, and I'm happy to introduce them. Now, our first billionaire
Thank you.
is the USA Director of Champions Against Bullying. She is Lee Rachel Faith Fujimoto. And our other interviewee guest is co-chairman of Right to Succeed and president of Landmark Consulting Group, Inc., Ted Fujimoto. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you for having us. We're so honored.
What a pleasure.
And you're all smiles. So why were you nodding at each other during the monologue?
So for starters, you know, bullying knows no race, religion, socioeconomic boundaries ever. I mean, you pretty much would have to grow up on like Pluto, right, to not have been bullied in your lifetime. And so it's so interesting always to hear like one surprise because you were identifying with your own experience and then to hear other people's experiences and through your eyes not understanding or knowing or even conceiving how they could possibly have been bullied. Do you know everyone feels like that? That's why it's taken so long for this topic to even come to light, right? Because there's so much shame and blame around it. It's so shrouded in secrecy or has been that, you know, we think it's solo. It's one. It's just, it's only like I got bullied really badly growing up.
You?
Yeah, see?
No.
Yeah, truly.
Wow.
At two different points in school. And really, it was so bad in eighth grade. So bad. And it actually, you know, it was started with, you know, my so-called best friends and kind of just spread throughout the school. And in part, it also stemmed from something creative that I had done. I grew up dancing. And I got some press about that. And it that even sort of fueled the rest of it.
I could feel it as you're referencing it.
Wow.
And it was terrible, and it just, you know, thank goodness I had a wonderful support team. I had a great teacher who was a huge advocate for me in eighth grade, and my family, thank God, was amazing, and it really helped. Finally, when I spilled the beans and told my mom what was going on, she called up the sort of the primary bully, the head honcho, and like we had been best friends. I mean, I had spent many a night sleeping over, you know, at her house and vice versa and whatever, just so that it ended it, but it didn't end it really.
It didn't heal it.
No, it certainly didn't heal it. Yeah. And that took other things. So that's why we were nodding and looking at each other, because it's like, it's just universal. And now we can actually put a name on it. But what we need more of is not just awareness, but people actually doing something about it.
Speaking of awareness, something that just came up while I was telling that story, and I didn't recognize this yesterday, and because you're here, I recognize it because of what you were saying, that I said they had reason to make fun of me.
Right. Yes. Thank you for bringing that back. Yes, that
Talk
was another.
Talk to me about that. I've never recognized that that's wrong.
Well, that's still
about
you.
Me. Yeah.
Blaming yourself, taking responsibility for getting bullied, for being the target.
Yeah.
And you've actually just kind of reinserted yourself into being the target.
Interesting. Wow.
So that's, you know, and that it takes a reframing, because obviously now, you know, you're a very confident person and, you know, you're doing
what
you love.
Well, I was until a couple of minutes.
Right, yeah. Let's just rewind.
Do over.
No, but what happens is oftentimes when we recall a traumatic childhood incident, we go right back like 8-year-old Filippo.
Yeah.
You know, and all that comes with it. It's like cellular, right? It's like sense memory, but it's in every blood vessel, cell, you know, our makeup, unless you've been able to do the work and let it go, and not to get too woo-woo, but like you've just done work to heal that part. And so maybe you and I will have a talk after.
No, I think we're going to be talking lots.
All right. Sounds good.
There's so much we can all do together. And you're already doing it. So when we come back to the subject, I'm going to want to know, like, so obviously you work with the bullies and the bully,
the target, and the bystander, which is so important to the equation.
Oh, like other children?
Yes.
Like
well,
the
sure.
People holding the video.
Well, exactly.
The camera.
The people filming what's going on. You know, it's shocking. 85% of all bullying incidents would have a different outcome if the bystander actually did something. And when we say, you know, to do something, we don't mean necessarily intervene unless it's like 20 intervening at the same time. But we mean, you know, tell a safe adult, get someone, you know, get it to stop, get an adult to intervene and make it stop.
Now, I can't see you beating up bullies. So
don't advocate beating up anybody.
Right,
certainly not
course.
The bully. And you know, there's part of the program, part of what we do is, again, there is so much shame and blame when it comes to bullying, but that's not specific just to the target. The bully actually carries a lot of shame and blame around.
And
it.
Usually are bullied themselves somehow.
Absolutely. And that, and then right there, so you just touched on, which is the cycle of abuse.
Vicious cycle.
Right. So, but with the bully, we talk about rehabilitating the bully, empowering the target, and mobilizing the bystander.
Wow. Okay. So rehabilitating the bully.
Yeah.
Empowering
the target.
The target. And then what?
Mobilizing.
Mobilizing.
The bystander.
The bystanders.
This sounds a lot like education. I was kind of thinking of that as, you know, these are separate topics, but yet not. You know, there's so much knowledge, much the change is based on educating.
Absolutely. Well, exactly. You know, we have to give these kids the skills So there's awareness, great. But what we need to do is empower everyone with the skills. And so, yes, how awareness of like what it means to be bullied, what it feels like, what it looks like, and all those things. But then really empower people with the skills of how to change things. And so that's what we do. We have, you know, programs and workshops for kids, parents, and educators and kids. We go preschool to high school, and we do train the trainer for teachers, and we have wonderful workshops for parents.
Fantastic. This is awesome. We're going to be talking more about this, but in the meantime, championsagainstbullying.org, championsagainstbullying.org. And you're listening to the USA director of Champions Against Bullying, Lee Rachel Faith Fujimoto. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to the co-chairman of Right to Succeed. It's a great name, and just wait till you hear about it, all right after this on the Life Changes Show.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back, and part of this power couple duo is the co-chairman of Right to Succeed. He's also the president of Landmark Consulting Group, Ted Fujimoto. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
You know, Right to Succeed is an awesome name, period. And yet, when I heard on a video the children say, "I have a right to succeed," oh, it got me right in the heart. It's just like it gave it obviously the meaning that it is that I hadn't gotten there yet. So tell us about that. It's powerful.
Every child needs to know that they have that right to succeed and to utilize everything that they have that's valuable to contribute to this world. And whether it is for social good or whether for the economy, all of it counts. And every child has something to contribute. And it's unbelievable to me how a child can go through an entire school system. We had a group of kids that had interviewed about a dozen kids, and these are all ninth graders. So they've had about 8, 9, 10 years of school experience in the public school systems. And they had recently attended one of our schools. And it's unbelievable that one of the big contrasting things, when we asked them what makes this new school different than what you experienced before, and they all said that this was the first time that anyone had cared about how well we did.
Oh, wow.
And if you think about all the teachers and all of the adults in their life up to that point, we're talking about dozens and dozens of people, and they had never felt any emotional connection that I care about you, I care about your success, you matter.
Wow.
And that's what was huge in their turning point, that they actually mattered, had something to contribute.
Wow, that's huge. Yeah, dropout. Speaking of huge, dropout rate is huge in schools. I this is new to me.
It's,
or news.
Yes, it's
rates.
The rates are astounding. However, you know, recently the dropout rate has dropped quite a bit. But I would suggest that it is a lot of manipulation of data to make us feel better that we're, you know, that our kids are graduating at higher rates. Because what we're also seeing is that the college, the amount of time that they spend in college and the persistence rates in college is at almost an all-time low. The kids that are entering college are having more remedial classes than ever.
Wow.
So when we look at the information and the data and we analyze to saying, okay, what does it actually take to at least be able to qualify for a middle-class job or even be hired by the U.S. military, right? And what percentage of kids actually have those skills to qualify for that? And the number that we keep coming to is only 25% of kids in America have the skills to qualify for a middle-class job or to be able to be hired by the U.S. military. That means that if we keep this trajectory as a country, 20 years from now, when these kids are adults, we'll be in a situation where 75% of Americans who are voters won't be able to pay for themselves. This is the first time in history that we have these kind of economic realities. And, you know, what I worry about is that we will hit a no turning back point for this country that will fundamentally alter democracy. When you have 75% of your voters who can't pay for themselves, we no longer have democracy, we have socialism. And it's really, and it's important that we don't try to fix things around the edges, but really to go at the heart and transform, you know, the education experience and learning experience of the majority of American kids. We have a 10-year window to pull it off.
Hmm. But you've already started a few years ago. Or how many years ago, actually?
So the first public school I helped develop was in 1996.
Oh.
And that particular school design has over, as of this fall, will have over 180 schools in like 29 states. And they're growing between 20 and 40 new schools a year. These are all public schools that all kids in their communities have access to.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, one thing that you all do that it seems very different, except for maybe some universities, is mentorship, right?
Mentorship is very important, but I would suggest that it's a broader, I would widen it to a broader issue. When you look at successful people and how they go about doing successful things, even brand new things, one of the most important behaviors and skills is the use of social capital. In other words, if I need something and I don't know something, I know who to call. I know who to email. I know to have a conversation with to help to figure things out. That's what we
social
all do.
Social capital.
Right?
It's interesting.
And what's ironic is even if someone is in jail, social capital is important for protection.
Mm.
That's why social capital, if you're in an area where with gangs, sometimes the strongest social capital is the gang in that community.
Hmm.
So one of the things that is incredibly important for schools to understand and what we see the most successful schools doing is they basically take it on themselves and resolve that they will become, as a community, the strongest social capital in that kid's life. And it doesn't matter how bad of a home they come from or how affluent a home they come from. It doesn't matter. If they set a goal of saying, we're going to be the strongest social capital in that kid's life, then the kid already is on a trajectory to be able to win. And that's ability to tap into all kinds of resources, not just, you know, technical skills and connections, but it's also the social capital that gives you that emotional support that tell you that you matter, show you how to strengthen your individual, what makes you you.
I don't know if we can say who we had a meeting with today, but with this person that we were talking, we talked about our own personal growth, and this person has publicly gone through major changes on television, and we talked about if he knew then what he knows now based on everything he learned a really hard way, his life would have been different. And so what we were saying is what's important is somehow to get this message to the children so they don't have to experience half of any of that. They'll still have their own things, but they won't have to do that. And at least they'll have somebody that they could say, oh, I learned it. I learned that. And to me, that seems as important as a class.
When we look at the most successful schools, the schools take it on themselves to create an ecosystem that inspires and promotes the building of strong relationships.
Mm.
And that translates to strong school culture, healthy school culture. Because without that, I don't know what's important to you. I don't know what's going on with your life. I can't contextualize anything to make things relevant to you, right? Because ultimately, what you learn is what you value. And if you don't value it internally, and I can tell you, you should pay attention to this because it'll be important sometime. No, it has to be something relevant to something that is relevant to you as a person. And I need to discover that as an educator. If you unlock the relationship, trust, respect, and responsibility, and then you are able to connect to what is relevant to the kid, the rigor of the amazing things that people can do and kids can do will blow. It astounds even it astounds everybody. And what I've realized is that whenever there's an underperforming school or an environment where there's bullying, it's that the adults have set a culture that have really set the ceiling of what's possible. Not the floor, but the ceiling. Every single time.
Well, and speaking of evidence of what you're saying, not only is, of course, all the work you've done, you know, is speaking for that, but you shared with me earlier a surprise that your daughter gave you recently, and what evidence of this line of thinking, if you want to share that.
So, when you have very independent and confident kids, which I think I can claim from both of my kids, the downside of it is you're not micromanaging what they're doing, and they don't tell you anything. So the surprise, it was a pleasant surprise, is I was on a call with my daughter in March, and she was talking about, she's in college, and she was talking about graduation coming up in May, and are you going to come to graduation? And unbeknownst to us, she was graduating early because she had accelerated. And I had miscalculated in my head that she had transferred schools and she was actually there for not 1 year, but two. And so she got accepted into medical school and is going to medical school in next week.
Wow.
And
how many surprise I graduated early calls come in.
Yeah.
That's pretty. That says a lot.
So college graduation planning, entering into medical school planning. I thought we were at least 2 years off.
surprise.
Well, surprise. I had to deal with this since March. You know, we had to kind of figure this out. It's like, oh, okay, I guess this is coming, and it's coming now, whether we're ready for that or not. So that's how, a very personal example of how kids can totally exceed your expectations.
Clearly, she has the right to succeed.
Yes.
Right.
And we see this all over the country, even with kids, where it just, some of the poorest and the kids who have the most traumatic what's going on in their life are some of the most resilient and brilliant and persistent people I have ever met.
Wow.
So, it's to us to give them the vehicle, the ecosystem that allows them to actually leverage that skill and that ability versus suppressing it.
What satisfying work my hat's off to you. Give us a couple, if you would, just a couple of the mantras that I've heard the children say in some of the videos. Like, obviously, I have the right to succeed. But there were a couple words that they were using that sounded so empowering. Do you remember any of the ones that...
Oh, that's a good question. But some of the themes that are consistent with our schools, and it's not just something that just happens. It's actually a deliberate conversation of understanding what this means. So there's basically two sets of three words. So the first set is the idea of having a culture of trust, respect, and responsibility. Because if you don't have that, there's no learning that's happening. There's no strong. There's no relationships that happen. There's no culture that happens without that. Mm. So how do you inspire trust? How do you show respect? How do you demonstrate responsibility? And that, and unfortunately, that is something that's very rarely talked about, even within homes. And that's something that comes first. The second part of it is related to that, but kind of at a higher level, is that we found that the highest performing schools all approach it, approach school improvement. Well, let me state this way. When you ask an educator, how do you improve student outcomes? Typically what you'll hear is rigor, relevance, and relationships. And they will actually talk about it in that order. They'll say, we need to increase the rigor and expectations of kids. And we heard, there's probably on our articles about people saying it in these terms. And then we need to somehow connect it to the real world. And then somehow, because they have all these issues going on, we need to have some relationship with them to help figure out what's going on. The shortcut, how I interpret that is, only the bad kids get a relationship in the principal's office, right? And it's rigor, relevance.
And the bullies.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Which only enforces that.
That's right.
Behavior.
That's right. So.
I'm rolling my eyes right now.
And literally, if you look at the infrastructure of schools and how they do schools, it's emphasis, all the emphasis of even how they behave is structured that way. First, sit down, sit still, listen, right? And then if you don't get it, then maybe I'll help you with some example. And then if you really don't get it, then maybe you can have some mentor or tutor or principal's office to get you in line, right? Literally in that order. So you see this over and over again in different degrees. The highest performing schools completely approach it in an opposite manner. Relationships first, trust, respect, responsibility, because that's the only way that we can have an authentic way to communicate about what's relevant to you. And once we can connect on what's relevant to you, then guess what? The rigor comes every single time. Mm. And adults need to make sure that they're not setting the ceiling, but they're simply setting the floor and then stand out of the way. And it's amazing what these kids will do.
Incredible. Well, this is relevant to all of us. We all have kids in our lives, and they're growing, and they're going to be part of our lives, and this is so important. Thank you for sharing it. RightToSucceed.org. We're not done. There's so many more things I'd love to know. Like, for example, were you both doing this work with children before you both met? Well, let's talk about that when we come back. RightToSucceed.org. Thank you, Ted. We'll be right back right after this on the Life Changes Show.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease, on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. We are talking with Lee Rachel Faith Fujimoto and Ted Fujimoto, the power couple. They work with children. And when we come back one more time, we're going to have Kevin Slocum, otherwise known as Conscious. And he's going to share his story a little bit and then more of his story through song and his wisdom as well through rapping. Ted, I have to ask you real quick. We understood why Lee got in. Well, at least there was a background story to Lee getting into bullying. Why did you get into this kind of education?
So I am an entrepreneur at heart, and I started my first company when I was in college, my freshman year of college, and had a number of employees even by the time I graduated. And I had moved my company from Silicon Valley to Napa Valley, where I'm from. And there were six other technology kind of based companies that all had made the move. Napa's a great place to live. Beautiful area, yeah, as everyone knows. But what we didn't realize, even coming from there, was that it's a farm town. And we could not hire any, we could not even hire admin assistants who had the skills that we needed to grow our companies. Mm. And I remember, you know, we would routinely get together and we would just fume over the lack of talent and that we might actually have to move within the next year, probably more to Sacramento or to another bigger city area to be able to survive. But we went to the school board and we said, what are you doing to fix our problem? And they kind of threw it back in our lap and somehow it ended up in my lap of what do you want to see? And my schooling was all mixed up, independent study, homeschool, some private school, private tutors, because I was an expat kid and lived overseas and we moved a lot. So, and anytime I got to anywhere near traditional school, I hated it. I mean, school was something you kind of put up with and got through as fast as you could without it kind of crimping your style. And it was not a useful experience for me. So we literally took the protocols and practices of the highest performing teams in my company and had a reputation of taking on projects no one would touch, brand new sectors that they had no experience in. And somehow they would come on budget, you know, on time, which is rare in technology, as some of you know. They would just blow things out of the water. And we simply created a public high school that all the learning was done through projects using our tools and our protocols. Now, we wanted, at that point, the main driver was I needed employees. So we started it at the end of the pipeline as 11th and 12th grade year high school. Mm-hmm. Now, we didn't know what we were doing, literally. I mean, this is like, we just want employees and, okay, last 2 years, we can deal with that. What kind of kid do you think switches in the middle of high school
to? I was about to say, is that too late?
The one we ended up with a bunch of C average and below kids, wow, who were literally failing school.
Wow.
Well, long story short, 9 months later, without teaching to test, without any lectures, and just doing projects like my company's teams were doing projects, these kids outscored every single high school in the county by 10 to 15%.
Same kids.
Wow. We had to kick kids out of the building at 8:30 at night because they wouldn't leave. And wow, then I got mad because if this was all it took, sure, to have all these kids who are struggling their whole career, academic careers, and we took them at the end of the pipeline and they became successful, then we really should be doing this nationally. And that's at that point in time, I was part of a venture group that bought out the consulting company that had originated the Saturn car company retailing concept and re-engineered 11 automotive and hospitality brands. And they obsessed about how do you replicate culture and mindset at scale, right? And that was just learning and being involved with that organization. It's like, you know, what Ritz-Carlton, Four Seasons, Saturn, what BMW, all these guys had done to re-engineer their how they dealt with customers and relationships they build with customers. why aren't we doing that for school? Mm. So we literally built a replication system or a franchise system that other schools could adopt nationally using the same practices that Ritz-Carlton used. So long story short, that group has over 180 schools and growing 30 to 40 schools a year.
That's incredible. You know, earlier I had talked in listening to you to talk about how you've implemented the education. I was thinking I had brought up the word education earlier for you, Lee, and for bullying. It seems if you've made that drastic of a difference with some of those subtle changes, there has to, I mean, they're two separate topics, but yet they're not, right? And so
for sure.
You were starting to tell us off air, maybe you can share a little bit with our listeners about the education component of
Absolutely. So, you know, with Champions Against Bullying, we're always looking at how can we help as many kids as possible on a bigger scale, bigger scale, bigger scale. How can we reach these kids? And, you know, looking at schools. So when we look at TED schools and all of the different brands, when I first saw what was going on in these schools, aside from how extraordinary the education is and the kids and how passionate everyone is and so connected, right, like as a community, I was astounded as to how little bullying there was. Mm. And like, look, there will be bullying wherever you put people, but how they handle, if a kid gets bullied, you know, the culture is set up so that the bully is outed. Like, there are active bystanders. The target speaks up and out. It's not, you know, telling on. It's speaking out and laying it all on the table. And it's so extraordinary. So if we can get more schools like TED's, I mean, really, then we're not just addressing bullying as a symptom. It's a whole culture thing. And Ted mentioned earlier, you know, if the ceiling is set, where do we go? So it's about really creating the floor and working up. And so as champions, it's, you know, how can we help as many kids? Well, let's get them in a culture that is supportive and empowering and, you know, appreciates a child's having self-worth and using their skills.
Fantastic.
Well said.
Power couple.
Power couple. Exactly. ChampionsAgainstBullying.org and RightToSucceed.org. Do you all accept donations?
We sure do. We're both 501c3 charities.
And the donation buttons are on our websites.
Yes.
And the big driver in creating these schools is it's hard for me to take credit for all the work that has been done, because the reality is it's the principals, it's the communities, it's the teachers that do this on their everyday. I happen to give them a framework and a formula, but the blood, sweat, and tears is on the ground. But what is important for other communities to make this happen is that they've got to see, envision what great public schools can look like. And we have communities that come and visit a number of these school designs where you have people leaving in tears because they said, we had no idea that this is possible, right? Wow. In a hardcore urban area, in a public school, right? Wow. And it doesn't cost any more to run a school like this than it does what they're doing now. But what is important is that they, as a community, see, this is what's possible. And that's what Right to Succeed's role is in this process, is to we use all our funding to help seed matching grants to communities so that it gives them incentive to come together as a community and go see some of the best education that's happening in the country so then they can make some decisions for themselves. And it blows my mind that I would say 9 out of 10 educators, policymakers, and business leaders in their entire careers, and some of them are well publicized and they have research about all kinds of what innovation and education are, but 9 out of 10 of them have never stepped foot physically in some of these high performing schools. So it's all in theory. I've had, you know, university professors with studies who have studied these schools and written about them and come to find out that they have not even step foot inside these schools themselves, and even schools that are 15 minutes from their campus. It's really sad. And it's also what is the number one barrier, I think, in my mind on why
and very telling.
What we need to do as a country is we've got to set a vision. If without a vision, you have no destination. And there are some really good schools out there to see that can get to that.
We haven't had a chance to talk, and we won't now, but I have a feeling that we'll have plenty of opportunity in the future, and I look forward to it. But we haven't talked about the teachers, and in one word, how do the teachers feel?
Most of the teachers stay in place, and most teachers have come to this profession with the right intentions and with the passion for helping kids learn. And all of a sudden, now they're in an ecosystem that's completely aligned to that.
It supports them.
So yeah. Attrition rate goes down. Their satisfaction goes up. And the teachers that we talk to is that we would never go back to the old way of doing things.
Wow. And they're working hard, but at least they're getting satisfaction and seeing results. Right. This has been beautiful. The two of you are beautiful.
No, you
just,
are too.
Really, I mean, seriously.
Thank you for having us.
They held hands throughout the whole thing.
I don't know why. Clearly, each other's biggest fans. It's so awesome to watch.
The power couple, Lee Rachel Faith Fujimoto and Ted Fujimoto. Thank you so much. And Champions Against Bullying.org and RightToSucceed.org. When we come back, spoken word artist Kevin Slocum, otherwise known as Conscious with a K, right after this on The Life Changes Show.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
Our spoken word artist guest today is Kevin Slocum, Conscious, otherwise known as, and he is the founder of Conscious Guidance. Kevin has been on quite a journey, I understand, and so the birth of Conscious, hip-hop music, arose out of a necessity to process his viewpoints and feelings, serving to heal himself and eventually inspire change in others. Heal yourself from what, Kevin?
That's a great question. From a lot of things, I'm sure. The time where I actually started the music was a phase in my life where I was doing a lot of research into kind of world ways of doing things in the world on a higher level, like world control, a lot of conspiracy theory stuff. And a lot of the stuff that I learned about was very unsettling, a lot of really dark stuff. And it was a lot for me to process. I'm a very sensitive being, and it was overwhelming. So the music that I made in the beginning was very emotionally charged, is very reactive. As much as prior to that, I had already been on kind of a spiritual path and got into meditation and done a lot of spiritual study, I was really swept up in my reaction to what I learned. I'm like, what's going on this planet?
And so you put that into words and into music. It's one of the songs we're going to hear about that.
No, this is more just a
on the other side of that.
Other side of yeah, exactly,
okay, good.
Exactly.
So you heal.
Yeah, through the darkness into the light.
And I now, like it.
So
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
What are we gonna hear?
So we're gonna hear two songs.
What's the first? Just let's talk about the first.
The first one, if he did it in the same order, is called "Come With Me," and it basically just talks to my gift of taking people on a journey. I love taking people on a journey with my words and my voice. That's what I love to do. So
Well, we'd love to hear it, and and we've heard some of it, and we loved it. So we're looking forward to hearing Kevin Slocum, known as Conscious with a K, doing Come With Me.
Come With Me.
Here on the Life Changes show, live.
I'm divine light and I came to this earth to align my mind with each rhyme I birth. Dispersing this love with each word that is served, opening the hearts of those in which this is heard. From these lips that sip the bliss of inner essence, cause we exist in the isness of this presence. You can't resist but bow with existence. I must persist expressing this with insistence. Deliverance of the here and now through the sound. Delivering these words out my mouth, don't ask how. It just happens when I unfasten my attachments, expanding my capacity with every advancement. Spinning these lines, divine rhyme enchantment, stimulating cells. Sensory enhancement, awakening in every moment that unfolds, deepening the embodiment of your soul. Come with me on a journey to perceive divine light that resides in you and me. From me to the sea of we in unity, it's a new paradigm heaven is soon to be. Come with me on a journey to perceive divine light that resides in you and me. From me to the sea of we in unity, it's a new paradigm. Feel the inner rhythm and go with the flow. Surrender to the river, just let go. Dissolve all the walls and let your heart grow. Listen to your higher self, trust what you know. It's a new day, the past no longer remains. It's up to you, what will you choose to create? Life is a canvas, a picture to paint. There's so many different colors with which we can play. Your words are reality, so watch what you say. Truth feels light, let the heavy fall away. There's only one of you here, this is your maze. So many different characters, enjoy the play. Enjoy the way, your light's reflected externally. A simulation, making obstacles for hurtling. Transmuting darkness by taking on the burdening. Guided by the beings of light that constantly encourage me. Come with me on a journey to perceive divine light that resides in you and me. From me to the sea of we in unity, it's a new paradigm heaven is soon to be. Come with me on a journey to perceive divine light that resides in you and me. From me to the sea of we in unity, it's a new paradigm. On a journey through time and space, creating ourselves as we're consciously cleansing hell from ourselves, breaking the egoic shell in which we dwell, waking from the dream, snapping out of the spell. From the ashes of night, we're reborn every day, purified by the light, only love remains, stabilized with each high vibration ingrained. As we realize and our divinity is reclaimed, we are the source of the love that we desire. Momentum is building, throwing fuel on the fire, every day steadily climbing ever higher, provided with every single thing that we require. Cease fire, cause you're only shooting at yourself. These thoughts were never yours, you just came here to help. So open up your heart, dive into its well, cause who we are is love, there's really nothing else.
Kevin Slocum, a.k.a. Conscious with a K. Man.
It really is nothing else. Awesome.
It's a good way to end.
Yeah. Yes. No, let's not end. let's keep going.
Find a song, yeah.
You know, Kevin came all the way from San Diego to be with us here in the studio, Studio NoHo, in North Hollywood. That's quite a drive, and it's so great to have you here, first of all. And so glad you made it, because I couldn't have done that.
I got to give a shout-out to Kent and Jean in San Diego, who discovered Conscious and sent him our way.
Well, thank you, Kent and Jean.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Well, we are enjoying this, and the good news and the sad news is that the good news is you have a CD. The sad news is not yet of this music. So,
but I do have my music available to purchase on Bandcamp, which listed on the.
Oh, okay. So that is on our website.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. That part I didn't get. So Bandcamp would be at Conscious Hip Hop. Conscious with a K.
Yeah, you can get it through my, main link at consciousguidance.com as well.
Consciousguidance.com, again, I have to say, with a K. Yeah, if you don't know where the K goes, it goes K-O-N as in conscious. Anyway, all
perfect,
right.
Thank you.
So what are we hearing next?
So next we're hearing Let the Rhythm Hit You. So the music that I share is very aligning. Just like any conscious expression that anybody gives, it's so the message is a lot of different things, but it's basically just listen and feel and let it resonate. And
I'm reading something on you here. His hypnotic delivery helps to unravel the mind. I would have to say that's accurate. Okay. So what did, now see, my mind has been unraveled. What did you say was, what are we going to hear?
Let the Rhythm Hit You.
Let the Rhythm Hit You. Here's Kevin Slocum, otherwise AKA, known as, is it AKA, do you say AKA? How do you say it?
That's it, yeah. Oftentimes I'll just introduce myself as Conscious if I'm,
really?
If I'm doing music.
Okay.
Or I go by the name Conscious.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that's what I normally say.
Well, let's just leave it at that then. Here's Conscious with Let the Rhythm Hit You on the Life Changes Show.
Just breathe deep, relax and release. Use each exhale to make space for ease. Remember that you're free in this moment, just be. Love yourself like a child, passionately. Cause we're all here together, angels on a mission. To heal fear, our endeavor, hearts with ambition. Stop and listen, let your eyes just glisten. Open them wide to the beauty that we're witnessing. Though the challenges are always persistent, knocking on a door with the gift of higher vision. As we steadily learn through the days that have passed, and travel through the maze, we must constantly adapt. Lose track of the facts, let them melt like wax. Remember that we could never ever lack. Just pretenders and beautiful bodies that are lenders, shifting through this hologram so perfectly rendered. Feel the music and let the rhythm hit you, then wield and use it to be living in truth. Be the best you, you invest when you choose. You got everything to gain and nothing to lose. Feel the music and let the rhythm hit you, then wield and use it to be living in truth. Be the best you, you invest when you choose. You got everything to gain. In every moment we become something new, another view to use to choose what is true. To unlearn what has been taught, let it all be forgot. Cause the momentum of love cannot be stopped. As though there is any way, just a game we play. Through an archetypal interface in which we contemplate heaven's gate. Every day to escape, feelings made to be saved in our embrace. Make space for grace in every shade of this place. Give thanks and praise for each wound that you taste. Knowing that very soon it will be changed. Stirred by the silence of the moon's enchanting gaze, as reflections intensify, you become aligned between the love of your heart and the wisdom of your mind. Fully integrating every part along the spine, cause nothing's excluded, everything's divine. Feel the music and let the rhythm hit you, then wield and use it to be living in truth. Be the best you, you invest when you choose. You got everything to gain and nothing to lose. Feel the music and let the rhythm hit you, then wield and use it to be living in truth. Be the best you, you invest when you choose. You got everything to gain. Nothing to lose but a layer of the ruse, and nothing to do but you're a player. What's your move? Or are you just a piece in this game? Who really choose? Your life is always changing, so you have a fluid truth. Always moving like the rhythm soothing you, and always choosing to be living in truth. But I can only see from this particular view, so I surrender and love myself by loving you. Cause love is all we need for the pain to be released. Awakening to our beautiful humanity by loving the people that have been damaging, cause they're all just a part of us, asking for bandaging. Learn to be a loving parent in your handling, embodying the love that your soul is channeling. Shifting from view to view on this journey, traveling through the movie of your life, gradually unraveling.
Wow.
We could all breathe now. Conscious.
Amazing.
On the Life Changes Slow. Yeah, we're all giving him high fives. I can't wait for the day, and my heart will dance with joy when I'm driving down some street in downtown Los Angeles, and some jacked up car will pull up at a stop sign next to me, and it's bouncing to you. All right, from my mouth to God's ears. Anyway, consciousguidance.com, conscious with a K. And I have to say, you also have guided meditation, a CD.
I do. Yeah, I just produced a guided relaxation journey called Conscious Guidance, Guided Relaxation with Healing Messages of Love. So it's a very powerful journey that helps you to release any stress from the day, any sort of pain, lets all that fall away, allowing you to feel held like a child in the arms of mother.
You can't even talk without rhyming.
Right? It just comes out of me.
Okay, and that's at Conscious Guidance.
.com.
With a K.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
And also, we have his Facebook information, which is actually just Conscious Hip Hop with a K, and consciushiphop .bandcamp.com. But it's all at lifechangesshow.com, so you could find it all there. We are so glad you are here, and so thank you, Conscious, and thank you, Lee and Ted. This has been a wonderful show.
Our pleasure.
Namasteing. Okay. See what you started. All right. We were high-fiving first. So on behalf of a bunch of people and Brent Hahn in here at Studio NoHo, on behalf of Doug Newsom at BBS Radio, on behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, our producer, Mark Legere, and myself, Filippo Voltaggio, thank you all for being here, and we want to remind you that as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at the Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.